Track 19.
And we've got our first caller on the line, David Sinclair from Edinburgh. David, the Da Vinci Code, fact or fiction?
Yeah, Mary, hi. I'd just like to say that the secret society in the Da Vinci Code, it's a fact. It even says so in the book on the first page. It's an organisation that has been around for nearly 1,000 years, and I've read quite a few books about it.
And you think that this organisation is keeping a secret that could change the world?
Yes, that's what most of the books say. We don't really know, but it's definitely a possibility. You know, that they may be waiting for the right moment before revealing the secret.
Okay, David, thank you. Let's see if our other callers agree with you. We've got Gary Hunt from Blackburn on the line. Gary, do you think that David has a point?
Hi, I don't know if David's right or not, but I definitely think the secret society in the book is based on fact. I saw a TV programme the other day about a thing called Echelon.
Echelon?
Yes, apparently the Americans have got this new technology with satellites and computers, and they can read emails and listen to telephone conversations anywhere in the world. They said on the programme that they record 3 million communications every day. No, not 3 million. It was 3 billion, I think. Anyway, they're looking for terrorists and so on. But it's incredible to think how much they know about ordinary people like you and me.
I'm sorry, Gary. I don't see the connection between this Echelon thing and secret societies.
Oh, right. Yes, I see what you mean. But it's the same thing, isn't it? We're talking about secret societies, about powerful secret societies. And what's the most powerful secret society in the world?
You obviously have an idea.
It's the CIA, isn't it? And what is the CIA? It's an American government agency.
OK, Gary, many thanks. Over to Amanda Hussey from Bristol. Amanda, do you agree?
I'm sorry, Mary, but I think this is all complete nonsense. It's just a story, isn't it? I think Gary must be spending too much time in front of the TV, watching things like The X-Files.
Could you say a little more?
Yes. The book says that there's some sort of secret society, and they have this secret about Jesus having children.
Amanda, you've just given away the secret of the book!
Oh, sorry. But I don't think it matters, does it? This big secret that Jesus had children, it's just crazy. First of all, we know that Jesus was not married. And secondly, for a secret society, they can't be doing a very good job. It's not a secret anymore. If you've read the book, it's not a secret, is it? And there's probably 20 million people around the world who've read the book.
You've got a point. Thank you. Our next caller is Megan Todd. Megan.
I think we're talking about two different things. I saw that programme about Echelon too, and after watching that, it's easy to believe that the CIA or someone might be listening to our telephone conversations. But that's got nothing to do with the secret society and the Da Vinci Code. They're completely different things.
Yes, but do you think it could be true?
Yes, I do.
Right. I think we've got time for just one more call on this subject. It's Michael Sheng from Leeds.
Thank you, Mary. Yes, I read the Da Vinci Code and I thought it was very good, but I can't understand why everyone's talking about it. It's just a novel. Why does everyone want to believe it? It's mad.
And with that, let's turn to our big topic of the day. What is going wrong with Britain's royal family?